It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Special guest in the studio with us this morning, a young man that I think a lot of people could take a lesson from, Mr. Eli Westerfield. Good morning to you. How are you, Eli?
Good.
So you are only 6 years old, and you are in kindergarten at Cecilia Valley. Is that right?
Yes.
So you made a special donation yesterday to Helping Hand of Hope. What did you do?
Yes.
So how long did you save money before you gave that to them?
I don't know.
Well, we've got your mom here with us this morning. Let's talk to Brooke for just a moment. And this is not the first time Eli has made a donation from his very own money that he has earned. How did this get started?
When the tornadoes hit a couple months ago before Christmas, Eli was really touched by that. It just kind of hit home. We were Christmas shopping, and he had a dilemma. Should he Christmas shop or should he donate to the tornado victims? So that's when he decided from now on he wants to donate all of his money.
So this is money that he's given for doing things around the house.
And yes.
Not an allowance exactly. It's money that he's paid for doing chores and doing what he's supposed to do.
Right.
And then he saved up again and decided to donate to Helping Hand of Hope. How did that come about?
He just said he wanted to donate his money, so we looked around for local organizations, and I told him of that one, and he said he would love to go do that because he wanted to make sure people had food.
And that's something that is, you know, impossible to express how important it is for people to be able to eat every day. Big heart for such a little guy, and he's a man of few words, but
right.
He's definitely a young man of action. So, Eli, let's talk just a little bit more. Being in kindergarten, I bet you have a favorite class, don't you? What's your favorite thing to do at school?
Play with my friends.
Oh, it's great to play with your friends. Now, do you have like two or three friends, or do you have a whole bunch?
I have a whole bunch.
Well, that is great. Now, do you have a favorite thing you like to do at school?
Yes.
What's that?
Play at Block Center.
Play at the Block Center. That's fun. We didn't have a Block Center when I was growing up. I missed out on that. I wish they'd have had that when I was a kid. Well, Eli, you're a wonderful young man. We appreciate what you do, and you're a good example to other people wanting to donate your money to help those who need it. So do you have anything else you'd like to say or anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
I have something I want to say.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me come here.
Well, you're very welcome for coming here, and as you grow up and get older, I bet you're going to do more good things, and we definitely want to talk to you again, Eli.
Okay.
That is Eli Westerfield and his mom, Brooke, a young man with a big heart who's been making donations from his money he's been making for doing chores around the house and being a good young guy, and we really appreciate you. Thank you, Eli.
You're welcome.
And we are Quixie 98.3.